Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Lions Club event organizer Bob Augustine about the club's recent donation to the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation. So the Knoxville Lions Club recently fulfilled part of their $50,000 pledge to the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics Foundation. I guess if you could just tell us about that effort here.
Well, it is an effort by the entire club. We are all about hearing, eyesight, and diabetes. And this come about wanting to help our community like we always do. You know, the Knoxville Alliance has been participating in other events throughout the years of Knoxville. And we wanted a big one, you know, as we say. And we shouted out and made a goal of $50,000 to donate towards our local community hospital. Since the people that come in here are either diabetic or he has some eyesight issues, or there could be some hearing issues. I mean, this is what the Lions stands for. So anyway, with our effort, along with the racetrack, we are able to raise money to make our goal of $50,000 here at the Knoxville Hospital. So, like I say, we can't do it without the volunteers that we get, and we get many. So,
awesome. And what's your progress on your total pledge so far?
Well, as of now, we are at 20,000, so we have 30,000 more to commit. And that's one reason why, you know, we feel very fortunate and blessed to have our racetrack here in this town, that we are able to make money for the club and to be given generously to the hospital here.
And of course the racing season was cut short here, but it sounds like it still was enough for the club, right?
Yes, and we couldn't have done it without the races that we had. And we wanted to, basically, this is our main focus. And fortunately, you know, the COVID really hit us. And we look forward to next year, you know, where we can do joint effort with the Knoxville Raceway and be able to fulfill our commitment with making our donation towards the hospital. So.
Very good. Well, I guess for our listeners that maybe don't know 100%, if you could just kind of explain, you know, what the Lions Club is. And obviously it's a national organization. I guess what are some of the things that, you know, the Lions Club nationally does, and maybe some things that you focus on locally here in Knoxville with the club?
Yeah, locally, there's a Camp Herco, which is a diabetes camp for juveniles, children ages like start at from 7 to 10 years old and then all the way up to 18. And there's a camp, and those camps aren't cheap to send a child to. Just an obligation that we've committed towards the diabetes, that we don't want to deny a child to go. And that cost for that child is $1,000 for that week. And it's a partial week, probably 4 days tops. So it's very expensive. So we have sent several children in the past to do that. And also locally, if there's in need of eyeglasses, we will pay up to a certain amount of money for eyeglasses, and we stay local with it. You know, we want to help our local eyeglass doctors and such. You know, so that's one thing that we do. Nationally, Lions is well known for their eye bank throughout the United States. One of the eye banks is right in Iowa City, and so that's a very important endeavor. So we contribute money, we raise money, and we contribute money towards that. Leader dog, that is to help for a blind person to get a dog, and we've contributed to that organization also. I mean, there's several things that we do contribute to as a club. So, yeah, I kind of like to toot our horn once in a while and just tell what we do. In the past, we have given locally to the food bank. We make a cash donation because they're able to purchase food at a cheaper rate. Golly, I mean, the list goes on. After prom parties, we've donated towards that. I mean, we're a small club. We're very generous, and we feel very fortunate to be able to help locally and nationally with that.
Very good. Well, what are some events that the club maybe has on the horizon here coming up?
Well, you know, as of now, with the COVID coming on right now, I mean, we're just not even gathering as a club. When we had our meeting here 2 weeks ago to distribute the funds that we made over the summer from the racetrack, I mean, we met outside at a park. And so locally right now, no, we don't have anything going on. We're not meeting in any enclosed doors whatsoever at all. So, but right now, the hospital is our biggest event right now, you know. So that's going to keep us focused here.
Well, do you have anything else to add as far as this donation or the Knoxville Lions Club is concerned?
Well, locally also, you know, we do the Avenue of the Flags on Highway 14. That's a big event for our club. You know, we have close to 800 flags that we put up on the different holidays. And with the road diet that took place, we've only been able to do one so far. It was late, it was Labor Day. And hopefully, weather permitting, we'll be able to do Veterans Day. So, you know, there's close to 800 flags that are going up Highway 14. So that's something that the club's very proud of also. And also, you know, we have the gun club of the Knoxville High School here that helps us with that. We could not do that without their help. They're just a tremendous organization that will help us out with that. So hats off to the Gun Club of Knoxville. We're always looking for new membership, younger guys, younger ladies, everybody. We could use them. We really could to make this all these things happen in Knoxville. You know, I always said, this is your community. Let's make it work.
Thanks to Knoxville Lions Club event organizer Bob Augustine for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.